Thank you. I do first and foremost want to thank the Lord for this opportunity, amen, to be among them that are sanctified. Thank God for the saints. And I indeed do count it an honor and a privilege for everyone that's here tonight. Thank God for my bishop, amen, Bishop Lindale Benfoot Bryan. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, clap your hands for Bishop Bryan. Amen. Third administrative assistant. Amen. Elder Tucker. Amen. I believe Elder Tucker's my friend. Praise the Lord. Not that he came. I just believe he's my friend. Amen. Praise the Lord. Superintendent Cage, my right-hand man. Amen. He's always been there. We've been there through thick and thin, way back. Amen. Thank God for Superintendent Cage. Amen. And for my newfound friend, the Right Reverend Doctor. Amen. What else can I say, Brooke? Hey? Scandalous Superintendent James Rowland. Praise the Lord. We pick on him all the time, so it's all right. It's all right. Thank God for all of these fine pastors with us. Pastor Barry. Amen. Pastor Guidry being with us tonight. God bless your heart, man. Pastor Michael Cage with us. Amen. And all the lost people. I'm going to mess up Elder Silas. All the preachers. Amen. And all the saints of the Most High God. Thank God for Missionary Gilly. Amen. Brought an awesome word on last night. Thank God for Sister Gilly. Amen. And to all the first ladies in the house. Sister Tucker, we love you. Thank God for you. Sister Roland. Amen. Sister Richardson, amen. Well, I shouldn't say Sister Richardson, for I say Sister Ellis. Sister Ellis, God bless baby girl Ellis. Amen, First Lady Ellis. And to missionary, amen. I didn't forget. I said I'm going to call her name, then I messed up. Sister Bailey, Missionary Bailey. Amen. How could I forget Sister Bailey's name? We was Holy Ghost partners. Amen. Remember that, Sister Bailey, every full Sunday night? Holy Ghost night. Praise the Lord. And thank God for all the saints. I'm going to shut up if I mess up. Don't call somebody's name, right? If you got your Bible, turn with me tonight to the book of St. John. I won't be before you long. We want to take communion on tonight. And I do have something. I want to deal with the theme of the meeting. We were in Memphis on last year. And I was sitting in Mason Temple that Tuesday afternoon before service started, and the Lord began to speak to my heart about the district meeting. And I was saying, now, Lord, this meeting long ways off. Amen. Thank God, Pastor Ellis, who just, amen, he's doing a little bit of everything. Amen. Amen. I do thank and praise God for him. Amen. We were saying on last night, there's only two churches on this district, but that ain't no excuse. Oh, y'all not going to say nothing. Amen. And we were talking, and we ain't going to be last in nothing. Ain't that right, Pastor? We said it. We ain't going to be last in nothing. We're going to be up on the top where we supposed to be at. Amen. So I do thank God for his spirit. Thank God for the saints, Bible believers, and United, amen, Christian Faith Ministries. But I was sitting in the sanctuary at Mason Temple, and the Lord spoke to my heart about the district meeting. And the Lord told me, he said, this is your theme. Now, I don't know about you, but God speaks to me. Yeah. And he talks so clear and so distinct, I know it's the Lord and nobody else. Yes, sir. Amen. And I get a feeling about it when God speaks to me. Thank God for Elder Carl Jackson and First Lady Jackson. Amen. They are my friends. Amen. Through thick and thin, I can count on Jack. Amen. That's my Ace Boone Coon. We go way back. Amen. Thank God. Bill Jackson, Sister Jackson. I was sitting in Mason Temple, and the Lord spoke to my heart just as clear, and he said, this is your theme for the meeting. District meeting. I'm saying, district meeting? I hadn't even gotten a district missionary yet, and I ain't even thinking about no district meeting. Amen. And the Lord said, district meeting. And so I started writing, and the theme was work the vision of the church. Now that sounds kind of paradoxical there, because it don't seem like it makes sense, but it will when I start dealing with it. It will. It'll make some sense, and it'll be relevant when I deal with it. And right after the Lord started dealing with my heart about the theme for the district meeting, he showed me the sanctuary that we're going to build. And I sat there in Mason Temple and drew that sanctuary. And I showed it to my wife and said, here it is. And she said, what's that? I said, that's our sanctuary. Now, the Lord didn't brought the first part to pass. I'm just waiting on him to do the other one now. Praise the Lord. And how many of you know it don't take God a long time to do what he got to do? Amen. He can breathe on something, a blow on it, and it's got to come alive. Amen. He fashioned Adam out of the dust, the residue of dirt. He fashioned him out of the dust of the earth. And he stood over him and blowed or breathed into him the breath of life. And the Bible said, and he became a living soul. Instantaneously. God can do what he's going to do instantaneously. It don't take a long time. Amen. God can work it out. Amen. The jargon for this world say God is bad. Mm-hmm. He's bad. Amen. And I don't mean that in a derogatory sense, but I mean he's got the power to do what he want to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Book of St. John, chapter 9. Let me get straight on to my text. So. Y'all give me about 10, 15 minutes. Don't laugh, Sister Ritz. 10, 15 minutes, and we're going to get ready for communion. Praise the Lord. St. John, chapter 9, verse 4. I'm so excited my bishop is here with me tonight. I just thank God for my bishop, Bishop Lindell Benford Brown. St. John chapter 9, verse 4. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. If you would, raise your right hand and repeat after me. Work the vision of the church. Amen. Work the vision of the church. Now, when the Lord began to deal with my heart about this message, I really, and the enemy don't want you to really find the mind of God because he don't want you to impart nothing into the spirits of God's people. And so when I got this word, I was saying, now, Lord, how in the world am I going to make this relevant with all these misfitting words in here, work and vision and church? Amen. They just don't seem like they should go together like it way it is. Work the vision of the church. And so I began to ponder about this thing. The Lord said, don't you worry about it. It ain't your message, it's mine. I know how to develop it. You just sit down and concentrate and listen to what I have to say. And so the Lord began to deal with my heart and he began to ask me a series of questions. And I thought, first of all, that he was really dealing with me about it. I said, well, Lord, you talking to me? And he said, no, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to my people. But it's for you. See, I can't preach without being inclusive. I got to feel it when I preach it. You know? So I got to feel this thing. When I feel it, I can preach it. Because I know I'm part of the equation. Oh, y'all not going to help me. But before I get started tonight, I must ask you a few very serious questions. And I would that you would give me your undivided attention. First and foremost, the Lord told me to ask you, do you know what the vision of the church is? Before you can work the vision of the church, you must know what the vision of the church is. Now, I'm not talking about your local assembly, but I'm talking about the church of the living God. Have you ever had an encounter with the Lord where he implanted a mental image in your mind of what the church should be and what the church should do? Has God given you the unusual capacity to discern and to perceive what the church was created to do? Has the revealed will of God been exposed to your mind supernaturally as it relates unto the church? If you've ever had a vision, and if you had a vision from God, that defines what a vision is. And if you've ever had a vision from God in reference to the church, well, you ought to know the work of the church, or the work of the vision of the church. Now, if I must collectively answer this question, or these questions that I pose to the body on tonight, the whole world would say that the church is not doing what the church is supposed to do. Now, I'm just telling you what the Lord told me to say. If I had to collectively answer for the church tonight as it pertains unto the world, they would say that we're not doing what the church is supposed to do. And I beg to say also that God is saying the same thing, because there are too many of us who have gotten caught up in superficial things. Now, I'm just going to deal with this thing tonight. I ain't going to be long. My mission tonight is not to deal with the organized church as a whole. I'm not going to deal with all of Christendom. But I've been instructed by God to deal with each and everybody that's here tonight individually. Mm-hmm. The thrust of the message tonight is involved in finding out or revealing unto us who are here what the vision of the church is. What the work of the church is. The vision of the church is not what you envision, amen, the church doing. The vision that God has for the church is not what most of us envision the church doing. The vision of the church is not a great humanitarian effort to rid the world of AIDS. The vision of the church is not to make disciples for ourselves. The vision of the church is not for us to build ourselves and to use the church as a launching pad for our careers. The vision of the church is not how many members we can boast about, how many robes we can wear, amen, how many prosperous folk we have, amen, amongst us. The vision of the church is to make disciples of men. The vision of the church is to develop and envelop servants and stewards. Now, I said develop and envelop because when you develop them, they got to be enveloped by the power of God. They got to get in Christ. They got to get in the Lord. Once a person gets in Christ, amen, they're no longer the same. They got to change. But what the world is seeing, and even more so what God is seeing, is something that is strange to him. Because the work that God gave to the church, for the most part, is not being done. We look around at most of our local assemblies, and I'm trying my very best to make sure, amen, that we as a church, as a district, that we do what God's called us to do. We don't need no more figureheads. On the time the auxiliary working doing district meeting, we don't need that. Amen. On the time you're a field worker or a missionary, it's right for convocation and workers meeting. Ain't combing no nappy heads, ain't making up no beds, ain't visiting no hospital. Ain't witnessing to nobody. Off in an island by ourselves. If we know anything about the vision of the church, we know that it's not those things I just mentioned. The vision of the church is to make disciples of men. I'm gonna hurry up. To mentor and to raise up Christians or Christ-like individuals. And those are just three quick points because I want to get to the meat of the message. How do we know what the vision is? And how do we work the vision? Three points. Point number one, by submission to the will of God. Point number two, the word of God. Submission to the word of God. And point number three, submission to the Spirit of God. Now, there are some things that you cannot fathom in your mind. There are some things that you're not going to be able to comprehend, amen, in your little finite mind. There are some things that your heart is not going to give birth to as it associates with your spirit. It's got to be a work of the Word. It's got to be a work of faith. And it's got to be a move of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're not going to venture out into the areas that God wants us to go into if the Spirit of God is not doing a work inside of us.
And I want you to know something. God ain't going to work in us until we get the word in us. God ain't going to work in us until we submit to the will of God. You cannot have your own will and think you're going to work the work of the church. Going to push the vision of the church. That too many folks still caught up in themselves. They have not surrendered to the word. The word has found a lot of us and has weighed us in the scales of justice, and we are found wanting. Amen. A lot of us want God to do his part, but we don't want to do ours. Amen. Don't want to witness to nobody. Don't want to read. Don't want to study to show ourselves approved unto God. Amen. We want to pick and choose the time we want to come to church. Don't want to pray. There's a new mentality that's out there now. And this mentality that's out in the world is trying its very best to get into the church. And what it's striving to do is to make us independent. It's trying to make us say, God talked to me just like he talked to you. I don't need nobody. Me and Jesus got a good thing going. The devil is a lie. Talking about you don't need nobody. Tell a trash man you don't need him then. Tell him you don't need him. I don't need nobody. I can do everything, but tell the trash man then. Tell that bunny bread man. You know you like bunny bread. I don't need nobody. Who going to make the bread then? Who going to pick the trash up? Your car better not break down. Who going to deal with your car? I don't need nobody. The world is trying to infect the church. And it's trying to bring this old demon in. It ain't a new demon. It's an old demon. He's been around for a long time. He's trying to poison the minds of the saints of God. And trying to get us to compromise. There was a big meeting down in hell. And all these demons were sitting around the round table. And he was saying, look, we got to do something. Because the church is starting to take off. And so the devil opened up the flow. And he said, anybody that's got something to say, let's do it. And so one of the bug demons jumped up. And he said, well, let's stop them from praying. Let's just start persecuting them, putting stuff on them. And the devil said, no, if we start persecuting them, that ain't going to stop them from praying. It's going to make them pray more. He said, well, I'll tell you what then. Let's afflict their body where they don't have the strength to get down and pray. He said, well, if we do that, God's going to fool around and work a miracle. And we know we're going to be in trouble then because more folk going to start believing. And they start just talking and talking and talking. And that was a little demon way back in the corner. And he was just jumping up and down, trying to get attention. And finally, Satan recognized him. He said, I done heard everything y'all got to say. We done tried all this and it ain't worked. Job proved that we can't inflict about it. Hannah proved that Hannah was in such a predicament that it looked like she was drunk. See, but she wasn't drunk, she was praying. Amen. She was so drunk in the Holy Ghost that even the preacher thought she was drunk. She had to tell him. He said, that don't work. He said, since y'all ain't got nothing else to say, I'm going to recognize him. Because they tried to tell him, shut up, he don't have nothing to say. And so the devil gave this little rookie demon the floor and he walked up to the front. And he stood up and he said, don't tell them they can't go to church. Just tell them to be late. Don't tell them that God ain't going to heal, just not right now. Don't tell them God ain't good all the time. Just tell them God good some of the time. Don't tell them they can't get what they want. Just tell them they can get what they want sometimes. He said, the spirit of compromise is all we need to do. All we need to do is expose them to the spirit of compromise. Get them to compromise their values. Get them to second guessing what God has to say. That's all we got to do. And what has transpired in the church today is we didn't go on to second guessing God. We didn't go into saying this is what the Lord meant. No, God meant what he said. We don't need to go in and interpret nothing that the Lord said. Talking about he didn't mean it that way. Yes, he did. He meant it just like he said it. Follow peace with all men and holiness. God ain't, and he didn't stutter, did not step, didn't do anything, didn't stagger when he said it. You see, when we get in order, Bishop said it a little while ago, God will set things in order. If we will get in order, God will set things in order. When we walk the vision, now look at this here. When we walk the vision, amen, people will come looking for us. St. John chapter 6, quickly.
Got to get through this.
St. John chapter 6. Look at verse number 22. St. John chapter 6, verse 22. The day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boats there, save the one wherein the disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. Howbeit, there came other boats from Tiberias, nigh unto the place where they did eat bread. After that, the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took ships and went shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. When we walk the vision, folk will come looking for us. I'm talking about the vision now. I'm talking about walking the vision of the church. When we walk the vision, you won't have to go to the sinner. They'll come to you. But the sinner ain't coming now because we really ain't got nothing to offer. Amen. You'd be amazed. Now, I'm not saying that, please. I'm just saying what the Lord telling me to say. Amen. It ain't nowhere in the world that the world ought to have a better marketing plan than the church. Ain't nowhere in the world that a man, amen, want to go out every weekend. I'm just talking about men because they got women doing it too. But go out every weekend and get slobbered down drunk, head hurting, slipping and falling, busting his head wide open. Amen. And get up and Monday talking about, man, we had a time the other night. Slopping drunk. Can't remember what he did. And talking about, man, we had a time last week. Amen. You ought to come out here with us, man. We got tore up. And they are out ministering. They are out witnessing to somebody else. And they're happy about it. On their way to hell and happy. And we on our way to heaven, and we can't get us to say, thank you, Jesus. Can't get us a witness to nobody. But I want you to know something. When the church started working the vision, amen, amen, started working the vision of the church, I tell you what will transpire. Folk will come and see about us. There was an old alcoholic bishop stayed in a neighborhood around a sanctified church. And they'd been trying to get him to come, but they were just hitting and missing, you know. And one afternoon, amen, one night, the church caught on fire. And it was burning and burning. And they called the fire department out. And the fire department came, and they were putting the fire out. And one of the members looked over there at him, Brooke Cage, and said, what you doing here? You ain't never been to this church before. What you here for now? And he said, well, it's the first time I ever seen the church on fire. I want you to know something, amen. When we walk the vision, amen, people will come looking for us. Amen. They'll hunt you down. They'll hunt you down and find you. Hallelujah. I was preaching over at Pleasant Valley. Brother Jack and his wife go there. There was a district meeting going on. They had put me up at the close of the meeting. And I got up, and I was kind of wounded in my heart because I didn't think they were going to let me preach.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I was full, amen, felt like crying, amen. But before they closed, they put me up and let me have, amen, words.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got up and made an altar call.
Yes,
and there was a wino, amen, on the street, and he was walking by the church. And he came in. I made the appeal. And I said, God is calling for somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, the Lord wants somebody to be saved.
Yeah.
There is somebody that is tired of living like they're living.
My God, my God.
And he was walking by the church on the outside. And he heard it. And he had a, and he came in and testified. He said, I had a quart of Falstaff in my hand. He said, but I was walking by the church and I heard what you were saying. And he said, I'm tired of living like I'm living. I can't get no satisfaction out of this thing. And he said, something told him, bust it right now and go find that preacher. He threw the Bible down in the street and broke it. He came into the church and they were trying to stop him from getting in. But he said, I got to find that man that was talking on that altar, on that microphone. That was somebody that was talking, saying, oh, you're tired of living like you're living. He said, there was somebody saying that there is a God that saved. And they were standing at the church trying to keep him out. And I happened to hear what he was saying. I said, hold it. Let him go. And he walked right on up and he said, are you the man? Are you the one that was talking on the mic? And I said, yes, sir. He said, I'm ready. I want you to know something, amen. If we do the work of the church, they'll come to us. You won't have to go to them. One Sunday night, we had about 15 folk here. But we were shouting like the house was full. Power of the Lord was in this place. And there was a man who had just been released out of jail. Didn't have a place to stay. He was sleeping on the streets. He walked by the church. He said, I walked by here and I felt the power of God. He said, I knew it was the same one. He said, because when I was locked down, they used to come and minister all the time. He said, I know how the Lord's spirit feels. And he said, I was walking by and he said, the Lord told me to come in here. Amen. And he walked right on up inside the church and sat down back there in the back. And I preached like the house was jam-packed. And he cried like a baby and got up and came down to the altar and asked the Lord to forgive him for what he had done. I won't tell you something, amen. If we'll walk the vision, they'll come to us. Yes, they will. Hey, Jesus. Bible said they didn't find him where he was at. He's supposed to be right here. But he ain't there. They looked around and inquired. Where is he? And they said him and his disciples and took a ship and they gone all over on the other side. And the Bible said they went shipping. Now look at your Bible. They wasn't found a ship. So they could go to the other side. They went shipping. And they got on that boat and went on the other side. Why is he at? I know he over here somewhere. Why is he? My God. When we work the vision, amen, people will not only come looking for us, but people will inquire, what must we do to work the works of God? Got on that ship and travel over to the other side. St. John 6:28. And they said unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? They not only will find you, but they will inquire, what must I do to be saved? What do I have to do to change my dilemma? How can I get the devil cast out of me? And the Bible said, and Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he had sent. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Believe on him who he had sent. They won't only, amen, come looking for you, but they will inquire, what must I do to work the works of God? And not only that, amen, amen. When we work the vision, amen, we will make disciples of men and women. And multitudes will be saved because of them. Say John 4:28. Quickly. I'm almost through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 4:28. St. John 4:28. And the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Now, when we walk the vision, when we walk the vision of the church, I tell you what's going to transpire. Somebody going to get saved. And then somebody going to testify. Somebody going to say, come see a man. That's right. I was nasty. I was in my stuff. But I want you to know something. If any man or any woman be in Christ, they are a new creature. Now notice this. Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Amen. Then they went out of the city and came unto him. I know this girl. I know where she came from. See, we don't want the prostitute in here. We don't want the homemonger in here. We don't want the alcoholic in here. We don't want the pimp or the homosexual in here. Amen. We want to keep everything clean and tidy. Amen. And we go from one extreme to another. We don't either want them in here or we let them come in here and don't want them to change. He just come in with his wrist bent and swishing and swashing. She just come in here, amen, and attack the women. He just come in here and get him a nice little hookup before he come to church. I might get me a little taste before I come in so I can pray right. Now, Lord. Now, Lord. Y'all not go hip, baby. He's still running women. Sanctified preacher running women. Amen. Sitting up on the hood is called like a young man. Talking about, where you going, girl? Sanctified preacher. I know what I'm talking about. Amen. I've been out on the street witnessing. Amen. I used to go out when it get kind of dark. Out on the street witnessing the folks. Amen. And you got so-called sanctified preachers sitting on the hood of their cars, fooling with these young girls. The devil is a lie. Devil is a lie. Amen. I know what I'm talking about. And you got the same thing. These sisters and got crazy now too. Praise the Lord. Sang it up in the choir. Missionarying. Joey. Wearing big hats. Long dresses. Amen. And just like that old snake that man picked up on the road. Hit you in the chest before you know it. Man walking along the road, Ella Tucker. Freezing cold. Old snake laying out there in the road, about dead. And the man had compassion on him, picked the old snake up and opened his coat up and stuck him down in there. And he walked about 15, 20 minutes and Bishop something hit him in his chest. He said, oh, my God. And he opened his chest up, his coat up, and the old snake was just vibrant, just moving all around. He got resuscitated. Yeah, that's what it is. He got resuscitated. And he pulled old snake out and looked at him. He said, you was dying. You was almost out of here. You was at the brink of death. And I pick you up and put you in my heart. Put you in my bosom and warm you up. And he said, you knew I was a snake when you picked me up. Some things ain't going to change their colors. They ain't going to change their nature. They look like a snake, they is one. You can see it in their eyes. Let me get on through with this. I didn't veer off the path there. Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meantime, while his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. See, when you work the work of the vision, when you work the vision of the church, amen, you're going to be a strange individual. You're going to be an outcast. Because the things that turn flesh on don't turn the spirit on. Amen. I don't have to get in a cubby hole and have 1,400 folk behind me to preach. I don't have to have somebody in my right-hand corner validating me. Amen. The spirit of the Lord, amen, will do that. Amen. I don't have to have a big church. and have to have a world-renowned ministry to validate that I'm a sanctified preacher and God called me? Amen. Stuff that turn flesh on don't turn the spirit on. Amen. You ain't got to say amen and I know I'm still a sanctified preacher. Amen. That's gravy. It helps when you preach, when you say amen. But Jesus said, you don't understand, son. This is not time to eat. But this is time to pray. You don't understand, church. This ain't time to play and go through the motions and try and fake folk out. But this is time to live something. See, folk around trying to fake you out now. Amen. They get holy and sanctified. Amen. They get separated long as you around them. But soon as you get away from them, they get right back out of the box again. Go right back into doing the same thing they're doing. They'll come in and sit, cross their legs, hold their hands all dignified, open their Bible up. Amen. Every now and then they throw their hand up when you say something that's all right with them. Don't never visit the altar.
Let me get back on.
But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, had any man brought him out ought to eat? And Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. What we got to do, amen, if we're going to do the, amen, if we're going to work the vision of the church, we got to do what God told us to do. We got to put our agendas on the side. I don't care how good it is. Is that the will of God for your life? Is that the will of God for your church? Is that the will of God for your district? Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. All I want to do is the will of him that sent me. My not never, amen. I say this all the time, but I know it's going to come to pass. But y'all might not never. I ain't going to say I might not. Y'all might not never see my name in boxcar letters. You might not never see my name on the marquee at Madison Square Garden. You may never see my name on the during the invocation, amen, at the inauguration of the President of the United States. You might not see it. But if God be for you, who can be against you? All I want to do is the will of the Lord. That's all I want to do is the will of the Lord. I'm not worrying about nothing else. I can get a Lincoln fine. If God don't want me to have it, I don't want it. Amen. If I got to, amen. If I got to stay over here, I'll stay over here. If I don't ever branch out and touch the ends of the earth, I got. If that's the will of God, that's all I want. Amen. And the thing is, I've come to this conclusion, and I believe God has brought me to this conclusion. There are too many of us thinking outside of the box. Amen. We're making this thing harder than it really is. If we'll just work the vision of the church, we can fill the house up. If we'll just witness to folks. If we'll just pray like God told us to pray. And the Lord of the harvest will send folks. If we'll just study. Amen. And make ourselves fit vessels. We'll create an appetite in other folks that want to be just like us. But what have we done? Instead of working the vision of the church, we're working our own vision. We're doing our own thing. And that's why we are separated and splintered and don't have no power. But I heard God say, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already, Brother Jackson, on the harvest. And he reaped, and he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit of life eternal. And both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together, and therein is the saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. Ain't that something? One sow and another reap. But let me jump on down here to the fruit of the matter. Verse number 39. And many of the Samaritans of the city believed on him for the sayings of the woman. They believed on him for what? The sayings of the woman. They knew what she was. Yeah, they knew what she was. But they also knew something else. This old girl done changed. She ain't the same way she was before she went to that well. Mm-hmm. I got to come see who this is that got this sister acting like she is now. I got to come see. Mm-hmm. And many of the Samaritans that of the city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all I ever did. When we work the vision, people will come looking for us. When we work the vision, people will inquire what must we do to do the works of God. When we work the vision, amen, we will make disciples of men and women, and multitudes of people will be saved. Yes, sir. St. John 9:4, quickly. Two more points, and I'm going to close. Right. When we work the vision, the will of the Father will be done in heaven and in earth. In heaven and where? In earth. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is what? Day. The night cometh, and no man can work. Point number five, people will be healed and delivered. When we walk the vision, people will be healed and delivered. Skip on down to verse number 6. Ninth chapter, verse number 6. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay. And he said unto him, go and wash in the pool of Siloam, which is interpreted sent. And he went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. When we work the vision, people will be healed. Now, I've said it before. There's a little girl in this church right here, Sister Antoine's friend. What's Linda's last name? Jackson. Her little girl had never walked before. And I like the way God did it. She had gone to the doctor, and the doctor had told her that it was a switch in the baby's mind that wasn't working. And they needed to rehabilitate the baby. So they're going to send her to all these different kind of things to try some kind of therapy to get the baby to walk. And I said, bring the baby up here. And she brought the baby up that Sunday, and we prayed. And we believed. And I said, this baby going to walk. Amen. I said, this baby's going to walk. I said, because that's the will of God for her life. This baby never crawled. She said she just slid around on the floor. Amen. Now the saints here, they can testify. They can tell you. Amen. That Thursday, she was off. She was packing that little heavy girl around on her hip. And she got frustrated. And she said, the pastor said, now she didn't say the Lord said it. She said, the pastor said it. Now, I just said something. When we work the vision of the church, people will be healed and delivered. Jesus said, greater works shall you do because I go to the Father. She said, pastor said, you going to walk. Took her down off her hip and set her on the floor and said, now, walk. Now, when she said walk, it snapped. The Lord said, when she said walk, the switch snapped. It went right on in the gear. And she ain't never walked before and walked to her mama. Amen. Her mama came to church and said, pastor, I'm so excited. You got to know Sister Jackson, how she talk. Pastor, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Sit down, pastor. Sit down. I said, what? She said, sit down. And so I sat right down on the altar. And she set her baby down in the aisle right there. And she said, now come to pastor. And that little fine thing just walked right on up there to me. Got the doctor's report. Amen. God will do it every time. God will work it out every time. What are you saying, preacher? When we work the vision of the church, God has an obligation to bless us. And I'm going to tell you something. Some of us think you're blessed because you got numbers. Some of us think we're blessed because you got money in your pocket, got careers, got a whole lot of influence among men. But I want you to know something. If you ain't got the influence of God and the will of God, amen, in your life being done, you ain't got nothing. Hallelujah. I want you to know something, amen. When we work the vision of the church, you can hear from somebody other than your pastor. Some of us don't want to hear from nobody other than our pastor. Pastor, 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 pastor. I'm going to cast the devil out of Bible believers if I ever hear that. I know I can preach, amen, but I ain't the only one. And some are so closed-minded in the church, we ain't going to never go nowhere because we're so stuck on ourselves. But And I want you to know something, amen. There's some other folk that God done raised up in this church. Amen. And if we're going, we're going together. We ain't going by ourselves. Now you can bank that. Hallelujah. No man is an island. You can't get it done by yourself. I don't care how hard you want to try. Jesus couldn't do it by himself. He had to get some help. And I want you to know something. You ain't going to do it either by yourself. Hallelujah. We got to work the vision. We got to work the vision. We can't give up. We can't get sidetracked. We can't be snookered by the devil. We got to hang in there and fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight till Shiloh come. Fight when the war's over. We all gonna wear a crown. Hell yeah! My God. When we work the vision, people will grow in the faith and become mature Christians. Amen. When we work the vision, folk gonna put the bottle down. When we work the vision, they gonna get out to walk us. When we work the vision, they gonna quit talking about in the by and by, in the sometime in the future. Now faith is. Right now, I'm gonna put a demand on the spirit now. Now faith is. I want it now. I believe I can have it now. I believe God wants me to have it now. Now I just got to speak to it. Hallelujah. When we work the vision. 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 Everything gonna come together. When we work the vision. We're gonna start growing. When we work the vision. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is gonna break every shackle. The anointing. The anointing, the anointing. Anointing. I'm going to say this, I'm going to close. Y'all sit down. I was in a revival. Brother Cage was there. I was in a revival at the fellow church out there in Hammond. Watkins Church. Holy, what is it? Holy Grounds? What is that name? Saints United. Church of God in Christ. In a revival out there. Walked into the church that night. I didn't have a message. Sitting in the pulpit. And I start crying because I didn't have a word. And I told the pastor, excuse me, and I walked outside. Opened my car up and got in it. And I said, Lord, if you don't give me something, I'm going to load my family up and we're going to have to get up out of here. You got to give me a word. That's how I felt in my heart. And the Lord told me, go on back in. And tell them that the glory of the Lord is in this house. I went back in. Before I could get to the mic, the power of God broke out in that place. I'm talking about saints started shouting. The pastor, he passed out. I mean, just went out under the power. He hit the floor. My son looked at me and said, Daddy, is he dead? I said, I don't think so. You remember that? Watkins hit that floor. I'm talking about big preachers too. Boom, hit the floor. Just laying out on the floor. And I couldn't even preach because the glory of the Lord. I want you to know something. When we work the vision, you won't have to, amen, screw no, crank no, pull no, beat no, pat no, praise out of folk. When we walk the vision, it's going to be a spontaneous flow. Holy Ghost, that's going to sweep in and sweep us up. When we walk the vision. And I'm telling you something today. Amen. If we start working the vision on the Word District. I know the other churches working the vision. But I'm talking to the Word District. If we start working the vision on the Word District. There ain't a devil in hell that can stop us from doing what God wants us to do. If we work the vision. And keep brotherly love. If we work the vision and keep animosity out of us. If we work the vision, we ain't got time, amen, to be competing. I ain't gonna help me. Why? Because I'm so involved in the vision, I ain't got time for division. That's right. Work the vision. Work it. Work it. Work the vision of the church. And when we work the vision of the church, I want you to know something. Something going to happen. Something is going to happen. Now let me close this thing out. Let me close this thing out. The neighbors came to this young man. Now we done seen you before. We know your mama and daddy. You were just playing. Yeah, that's what it was. Verse number 8. And the neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him, that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? See, when you start working the vision, amen, amen, things will start happening. I'm talking about supernatural things. How many of you tired of begging? How many of you tired of sitting and waiting on somebody to bless you? Well, start working the vision. Some said, this is he. Others said, this is somebody like him. But he said himself, I am he. What's getting me today is some are so saved and sanctified, we can't tell folks we saved and sanctified. How you going to work the vision and not be a drum major for the Lord? How you going to work the vision and scared to testify? How you going to climb, amen, and go to the next level and don't want to tell nobody, amen, what Jesus did for you? This young man said, yeah, nope, there ain't no mistake about it. Nope, I ain't somebody you thought you saw. I'm him. That's me. I was blind, but now I see. And you know what? When he made that acknowledgement, now I believe if he hadn't stood up and said something, I believe his blindness would have came on him again. And some of us is finna get dry again. Some of us finna go back and get nasty again. Some of us finna go back and get unsanctified again. Some of us going to start out just like that clean glass of water I talked about. It was clean, but because it sat idle and wasn't doing nothing, wasn't constantly being filled, all kind of other stuff started getting inside of it. And that's like a lot of us in the church. Because we ain't doing nothing, ain't constantly being challenged, ain't constantly being filled by the Holy Ghost, ain't constantly being anointed by the Spirit of God. It can't burn up some of this stuff that done got in us. And we done got nasty and ain't good for nothing now. Every time you see us, amen, got your nose stuck up. Right. Every time you see us, bitter. Right. Every time you see us making excuses, I would, but. Yeah. Yeah. I could, but. Yeah. I got to close this out. I'm finna close right now, y'all. And some said, this is he. Others said, he looked like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore, said they unto him, how? Were thine eyes open? Well, I ain't gonna tell nobody what I used to do. I ain't gonna tell nobody what I used to do. Just keep it to myself. Said I wasn't gonna tell nobody. So I'm just gonna. I'm closing, y'all. I'm cooling off. I'm coming down. And he said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and I received my sight. When we work the vision, notice what transpires. Look at the nature of the people that come to the Lord. Look at how they respond. They're open. They're humble. They don't mind telling about where they was, where they came from. And above all, they ain't ashamed to magnify who did it for them. That's what happened when we work the vision. We start cultivating souls. That's going to be a blessing to the kingdom. When we work the vision, amen, God is pleased. And not only is he pleased, God himself comes to see about us.
I heard Jesus say in the fourth verse, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Let's stand. I'm through.